Greetings. You're tuned in to the Financial Services Online Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, here to serve up the hottest news and insights. Let's take a whirl around the Australian market and get you up to speed. So, just when we thought our industry had a pattern, it starts thrilling us with surprises. Startling changes pop in from the banking world. Commonwealth Bank, or CommBank if you prefer, has unveiled rate reductions as they roll out the red carpet for new borrowers. Chasing after the steps of NAB and Westpac, they've sliced owner-occupier and investor fixed rates by up to 70 basis points over 1 to 4 years, and even cut variable rates by 35 basis points for new customers. With this aggressive move, CommBank has adjusted their 3-year terms to an attractive rate of 5.89%. Financing aficionados Westpac and NAB, as you'll remember, also recently trimmed their fixed rates. Some took a dip below 6%. And speaking of financial savvy, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority had a roundtable discussion focusing on financial literacy and its role in enhancing retirement solutions. The conference pointed out the yawning knowledge gap in financial education, which sadly puts a spanner in the works for retirees looking to take up these products. The Danish and Dutch, with government incentives and compulsory policies, have shown us real-life examples of how to drive adoption rates. With their playbook, action plans are forming around improved financial education, availability of quality data, and endearing trust in the retirement systems. Meanwhile, the Australian stock market has been doing the cha-cha. Their longest winning streak in nearly a decade screeched to a halt as the ASX 200 index closed a few notches lower, yet hovering over the 8,000 mark at 8,023.9. A noticeable dip from the usual was observed in utilities, financials, and mining stocks. However, a silver lining is seen in Fisher and Paykel Healthcare, with promises of an upgraded forecast. Shifting lanes to the dynamic world of insurance, we see auto and general forging a 10-year deal with Coles Insurance. In this strategic shift, they'll be taking over as the underwriters for Coles' strap policies, including car, home, and landlord insurance starting next month. No worries for Coles' customers, as this partnership promises competitive pricing and personalized policy options. IAG, who previously underwrote for Coles, agreed to part ways due to profitability challenges. This reshuffling underscores industry changes that focus on consumer-driven competitive pricing. Take note, Aldi and Rack Insurance pairing up, and Woolworths continue to diversify their insurance portfolio. That's a wrap for Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Paige Estratori, reminding you that while numbers might change, your desire to stay informed and make wise financial decisions shouldn't. Stay tuned for more updates soon. For more, visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep those financial gears grinding, Australia.